White. Balaclava, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. March 25th, 1898. Dear son Willie, I have just finished my American mail to go to the office, and I want this to go, if possible, on the afternoon train. The mail that comes to Currumbong should first be opened by you before it comes to me. This is poor policy, to send the mail from America here without opening, especially packages from Oakland and Battle Creek. You should open them, and then you can re-mail to me if it is matter that I should have. I send you that which Brother Jones has sent to me. You and Marion should have this matter. I send you my answer to Brother Jones of California in reference to the book being finished. Elder Daniels was up to see me yesterday, and he said he thought you ought to be here to decide some important matters. I told him I could not say anything in regard to the matter. It is left for you to consider. They may send you a telegram or write to you. I cannot tell what will be their decision. I have had some writing of importance to do, and it has kept me quite busy. There is work to be done in the Echo office, work to be done in the church. I cannot visit. I must give that up. I am sick every time I attempt it. Either it is something to eat or listening to the talk that makes me suffer so severely afterwards. I shall have to meet them in the office very soon now, and I write these few lines in much pain. I have had a severe pain take hold of me in the back and loins, and I can hardly stand or walk. It may be of short duration. I hope it is. I must send this now, for I am too tired to write more. I sent a short letter to Brother Tenney, inviting him to come to Australia, telling him we need him here very much. I hope he will come. I would be pleased to see you all, and the boys. They will soon be 2 years old. I miss them. I am not going to hurry home, although I want to come back most earnestly. But I do not want to leave matters just as they are here, and feel troubled about things I did not do. I am glad that the school opened so well, but Sister Peck must not become fastened there to the school. Some strange things I do not understand are in the wind. Brother Haskell sent me a letter from Sister Broadford. She has been having a hard time. Her husband broke his leg, I understand, in two places, and he was a very hard, unmanageable subject. The letter was written on thin paper, on both sides of the paper, and it is a terrible task to read it. Well, what do you think of coming here to Melbourne again? I would not want to come if I were you, unless I could see my duty very distinctly. The family is hardly settled here yet, but it was only Wednesday they commenced moving. Dr. Kellogg has sent me two most excellent letters. I will wait till I come to Currumbong, or you come here, if you decide to come. Elder Daniels said he must send for you. If he does not send for you right away, he will not have you at all. For when I return, we must be together in our work and get that temperance book finished. Dr. Kellogg thinks there will be a great sale for it, as there is for the selection book he has got out. He says my royalty sum is $200. Edson has called for $300 more, and doctor has let him have it from the Review and Herald office. Love to all.